Among the world's major religions, Christianity is unique in its central tenet of faith that God becomes fully human, setting aside transcendent divine power and detachment from creation. Is a messy proposition. It complicates things because if God becomes fully human, there are excruciating implications for God. Good Friday bears this witness to this once more, and we step into the story again today. It's a long story, a difficult one. 81 verses in all, nearly 2,000 words. It takes a quarter of an hour to read. When we chant it in the evening service, it's twice that. It's a lot. Too much for one sitting, it would seem. And yet we need to hear it today in its entirety. We may want to hurry through the pain, through the suffering. We can't fix it after all. We can't make it right. Jesus is condemned, tortured, mocked, shamed, and crucified. He's laid in a tomb, dead by all rights, fully human and dead. The cross becomes the symbol of failed goodness by any worldly measure. The failure of humanity's goodness, capitulating to conspiratorial forces of evil that sent Jesus to his wretched death. The failure of divine goodness to salvage humanity's collective soul without such suffering. Was it necessary that Christ died on the cross? I don't know. But he did die on the cross. I don't think for a second God willed it to happen that way. What I know is that we call this Friday good, but evil had its way with Jesus. Evil has its way with us, with all of us. Now, I know we don't like to talk much about evil, but there is no avoiding it today if we are going to be honest. Evil corrupts and destroys by convincing us of the merits of self-serving lies and violence against goodness in ourselves and in others. Now, before I go any further, I need to say that there is much about John's account of the Passion of Christ that is problematic, and we would do well to resist its implied blame on all Jews as Christ killers. Such extrapolations have been used for evil purposes by Christians for two millennia. We are the ones who joined the shuddering yell to crucify him. This is not a day of righteous finger pointing. This is a day of complicit brokenness. Caiaphas and his companions are not caricatures representing all Jews of all time. Their anxieties convince them of their dilemma, which they saw was a forced choice between two bad options: kill one innocent man to prevent the uprising that man would lead in their estimation, and which the Romans would then summarily suppress, including probably destroying the temple. Caiaphas and his companions saw themselves as defenders of the faith. They justified this as the lesser of two evils, but it was still evil. And lest we want to stand in judgment of them on this day of brutal truth-telling, We are all invited to consider how we succumb to our anxieties that convince us to spin off our moral compass in reckless and violent ways. The disciples, the ones who followed Jesus, they could have hung with Jesus, but they chose to flee instead, leaving Jesus desperately alone in his desolation. Their abandonment was cruel. They capitulated to the forces of evil at work on that day. The Roman occupation of Palestine was evil. Pilate's reckless disregard for human life was evil. The blood sport of capital punishment by crucifixion was evil. But it is not a stretch to find parallels of power and violence in today's world. Evil had its way with Jesus that day. Evil has its way with us. There is no them there. This is our story. This is the human story. And we tell it in its entirety today, as difficult as it is, because evil lingers where our anxieties and our prejudices and our inclination and impulses to power convince us that violence is the way. Oh, it takes great courage to hold the tense contractures of Good Friday. The implications for God becoming fully human are excruciating because the choice is made to offer a different way, a way through the violence into something new. The word excruciating literally means arising from the cross. Can anything good arise from this terrible tragedy? In a moment, this Good Friday liturgy turns to the biddings and solemn collects, which date at least to the 2nd century, and quite possibly even to the 1st century in oral form. These are one of the oldest liturgical practices we have. While they are not exhaustive, they are comprehensive in scope. That is, they lay claim to the premise that God's love is universal, encompassing all humanity, every last one of us. No one is beyond the reach of Christ's arms of love outstretched on the hardwood of the cross. No one is irredeemable in God's grand design. My friends, divine goodness is not finished with us yet. There is a probative pattern to each bidding and collect, which have bookends that are appeals to you. We'll chant those appeals on either side of this silent prayer. They're invitations that might reach down into your soul and resonate there. First, let us kneel in silent prayer to hold the cruciform life before us, for all for whom we pray, for ourselves also, the suffering you've experienced, the suffering you've caused, to hold what you can of it in this moment, trusting that Christ holds it with you. With you. Diana Butler Bass once wrote, "The prepositions of Good Friday matter, and with is the most important one we have this day. With is the preposition of relationship. It implies accompaniment, of moving in the same direction. With is the preposition of empathy, of sympathy, of being on the same side. I will go with you. With is about joining and being together. God is kin to us. A God of relationship. Here with us in this broken, hurting world. Here with us in our broken, hurting humanity. Which brings me to the bookend of the silent prayer after we're on our knees. After a time, a single word is chanted.
Arise.
The invitation is a foreshadowing of things to come and a witness to the promise that in the midst of all of this, God is acting in ways that we cannot fully imagine just yet. We come to the cross today in contemplation and then arise in trust that Christ came as companion with us, as conciliator with us, and refuses to let evil and violence have the final word. The story continues.